Today is September 11. On this date, in 2001, the United States was struck by a terrorist attack that killed almost 3,000 individuals and injured thousands more. We now refer to that tragedy as simply 9/11. Most of those killed that day, 9/11, died in the Twin Towers. Sadly, hundreds of people went to work that day, like any other day, having no idea that it would be their last day. It is also interesting that many people did not make it to their regular jobs at the Twin Towers on 9/11 because of quote-unquote routine inconveniences. One guy who had just started wearing a new pair of shoes had developed a blister on his heel, and he stopped by a local drugstore to get a Band-Aid. This inconvenience saved his life. One lady spilled hot coffee on herself and had to go back home and change clothes. This inconvenience saved her life. You know, friends, we all experience unexpected inconveniences that disrupt our day. Things come up in life that are not pleasant. When these things happen, when these inconveniences arise, how do we handle them? But even more important, when serious problems arise in life, how do we handle those? What is our response? How do we handle the 9/11s that happen in our own lives? When these things do occur, do we wonder who's in control? One thing is for sure, brethren, when a 9/11 does occur in your life, if we do not have the realization that God is indeed in control, if we are not grounded in the faith, we will be left with confusion, despair, frustration, and even anger. Brethren, when 9/11s occur in our lives, if we are not confident that God is active in our lives, we will never have the peace that God intended for us. Friends, the Apostle Paul had many 9/11s during his life. Paul had much more than simple inconveniences. He was unjustly imprisoned. He was even beaten. But because of his faith, because he knew God was in control of all things, he experienced the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Friends, we too can experience this peace in our lives, whether it be an inconvenience or a full-fledged 9/11. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Brethren, if we can hold on to the truth that God is in control during the routine inconvenience of life, as well as any 9/11s we might experience, we too can have the peace that God intended for us. Amen.